A top official of the Democratic Republic of Congo says his government is waiting for the judiciary to officially launch an investigation after assailants attacked President Joseph Kabila's residence in the capital, Kinshasa, on Sunday. Information Minister Lambert Mende says President Kabila and his family are safe and unharmed. The attack sparked a clash that killed at least 7 people. Mende tells reporter Peter Clutty that his government will continue upholding his constitutional mandate to protect the lives of Congolese despite Sunday's attack.
What was attacked is the presidential residence, is a compound not very far from the presidential palace. And the place that was attacked was the first roadblock that is protecting the presidential residence. And everything happened there, and then they came around 1 to 2 p.m. They attacked the security personnel. They responded to fire, and 7 persons among attackers died. 16 were arrested, and others managed to escape. And among our personnel of the presidential security, one was heavily wounded. What we can say now, and the security forces as well as the court, the judicial, are now ruling for an inquiry to identify those guys and to know their real motivation.
So as of now, the government doesn't know the motivation behind the attack of the residence of the president?
No, we don't know. We, the government, we don't know, because we are not linked with the judicial. They are working, and they will tell us at the same moment as they will tell the public what happened. We are waiting a statement from the prosecutor, maybe tomorrow, early morning.
How is the president and his family at the moment?
The president is at his residence. Even when they were attacking, he was in the residence, but he was not harmed, and the residence didn't suffer because the combat happened from 1 kilometer from the residence at the first roadblock, as we call here. So the president is there. He's working with different cabinet ministers, the Minister of Defense, the Minister of Internal Affairs, and some people of the security services.
Has your government reassured the Congolese population about protecting them, since some experts are explaining that if the residence of the president could be attacked, anybody could be attacked in the country? Was there any reassurance?
I was instructed by the president to reassure our people that the government, as well as the police and the army, are working very hard to protect the security of the population. Of course, we are used with such aggression. You know, we are a country that have been often aggressed. So we know what our people can have experienced already. But we are hardly working to discover what happened with those people, what were their motivations, what were their maybe bosses, and the justice will handle the fight.
Lambert Mende is Congo's information minister. He was speaking with reporter Peter Clotte from the capital, Kinshasa.